I'd ask that you would turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 3. And while you're turning there, allow me to make a point. It is the responsibility of all who God chooses to stand before His people to declare the sovereign lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not just the responsibility, but the honor. In fact, all of God's chosen men who stand before His people will do exactly that, just as Mike just did. He pointed out God's sovereignty even in the wicked. And that's exactly what we're supposed to do. This morning, our brother Daryl read from John chapter 1. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." That clearly teaches us that God is sovereign over everything. Good job. Way to go. That's exactly what we're supposed to do. Yet even Christ walked this earth and preached Christ, did He not? And how many heard Him? Not many. But some did. You don't need to turn there, but in the book of John, I had it marked here a moment ago. What did I do with it? No, it was Matthew. That's right, it was Matthew. In the book of Matthew, our Lord says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they, His disciples, said, "Some say that Thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others say Jeremias, or one of the prophets." Again our Lord speaks, and He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but My Father which is in heaven." So even though we, fallible men, sinners as we are, stand before the people of God and declare the sovereignty of our Lord, it takes the Spirit of God to teach you that very fact. Only God spoke to that man on the right side. I don't know why I said right side. I don't know what side it was, but the malefactor. Only God could have spoke to that man's heart and given him the belief, the faith, that Jesus was who He said He was. So as we go into this book of Matthew and look at the words that the Lord has for us here, I ask our Father to show us, to teach us the Christ. Point us to Christ. Isn't that what feeds you? Isn't that the manna from heaven that we receive? Isn't that the water that quenches our thirst? The Lord Jesus Christ, and seeing Him in Scriptures. Are you with me in Matthew?
Yes.
Chapter 3, verse 2. Now let's begin in verse 1. "In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." I was driving down the road the other day in my semi, and I was listening to the radio, a program that all it does is read Scripture. There's no commentary. It's called Family Bible Reading. And I've actually began to listen to that quite a bit, especially with all the news that we see on about the politics and everything that's going on nowadays. It seems like I don't want to be mad at my radio anymore, so I tune out of that. And I've actually really become, it's become quite a blessing.
Yes.
Just to hear the Bible read. No commentary from men about it, just hearing it read. And as they were going through this book of Matthew, I began to recount how many times we see this phrase, the kingdom of heaven. So I got home, and as you all know, I wasn't sure where the Lord was going to lead us in our next study. And of course, the Lord opened the door and gave me a thought. Go home, take a look at that verse, or take a look at that phrase. And I did. And it turns out this phrase, the kingdom of heaven, is only mentioned in the book of Matthew. In all of the search engines that I could use, I can't find that exact phrase, the kingdom of heaven, used anywhere else in Scripture except for in the book of Matthew. We see in all throughout the Scriptures the word kingdom used. It's used as in my kingdom when God speaks of his own kingdom, or the kingdom of God. And it's even used once as the kingdom of Christ in Ephesians chapter 5. But Matthew is the only place that we see this phrase, the kingdom of heaven, used. And it's used 33 times in that book. So I'm thinking it might be a little bit important. I find it very interesting that our Lord and Savior first uses this phrase by introducing it through John the Baptist. The very one who the Old Testament prophets spoke of when they were prophesying about the coming of Christ. Turn back just a couple of pages, if you would, to Malachi chapter 3. It's about 4 or 5 pages back to the left. Malachi chapter 3. And read along with me in verse 1. It says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts." We also see this very same prophecy in Isaiah 40. You don't need to turn there. I'll read it for you. 40 verse 1. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double of all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. So in light of what we just read, this kingdom of heaven, this one that is at hand, it must be talking about Christ Jesus himself. This was the very purpose of this prophet named John the Baptist. His very purpose was to proclaim the coming of the Lord. To declare that the only one who could reconcile fallen man with a holy and righteous God was the Son of God himself, Jesus Christ. As far as I can see it, heaven is where Christ is. Or could you even say Christ is heaven itself? John declares him to be near or at hand, close by. John Gill puts it this way: "For the kingdom of heaven is at hand, by which is meant not the kingdom of glory to be expected in another world, or the kingdom of grace, that is eternal grace, which only believers are partakers on this, but the kingdom of the Messiah, which is at hand, just ready to appear, when he would be made manifest in Israel and enter upon his work and his office. It is the gospel dispensation which was about to take place, and is so called because of the wise and orderly management of it under Christ, the King and the head of his church, by the ministration of the word and the administration of ordinances, whereby as means spiritual and eternal grace would be communicated to many, in whose hearts it would reign and make them meet for the kingdom of glory, and because the whole economy of the gospel, the doctrines and all the ordinances of it are from heaven." We also see a confirmation of this. If you'll turn over one page from our text, you'll see in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. "From that time," this is right after the Lord was tempted by the devil, "from that time Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The gospel is Christ, and Christ is the gospel.
That's right.
He is the only way to heaven. And because of his substitutionary death that we just read about with Mike, We who were once dead in trespasses and sin have been quickened. We have been made alive. We are reconciled unto God. We are assured of our seats in heavenly places in Christ. God sent His only begotten Son that so all who believe upon Him shall have everlasting life. And for that reason, all that the Father gave Him shall come to Him. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Christ dwells in the hearts of His chosen people. A people who had no desire for the true and living God. I recall my desires before the Lord opened my heart. And they had nothing to do with Him. It required a cutting away of the old stony heart and replacing it with a heart of faith, a heart to believe. I can tell you this, that if God had left me up to my own free will, as most call it, I would have followed it right into hell. I was bound by sinful nature. But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus our Lord. Our text says, repent, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The doctrine of repentance is very simple. It means to turn from the ways that you once walked in. Turn from the ways that you were bound to by nature. Turn from the works religions of this world, and turn to grace. Turn to Christ, the Christ of Scriptures. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, God in the flesh. And the Word was made flesh, as we read in Scripture this morning. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. John the Baptist declared, behold, the spotless Lamb of God, the one who I am not even worthy, not even to latch His sandals. Turn to Luke 17, if you would, please. Christ is building His church through the Holy Spirit. And through that Holy Spirit, He calls His people with a holy, irresistible calling. He calls to the heart, the new heart, the one that He gave us. He calls through the preaching of His gospel. The preaching of Christ and Him crucified is the only good news, the only gospel that we need as sinners. Remember, Christ preached Christ. Not only did we see that very thing in verse 4 or verse 17 of chapter 4, we see it again when our Lord and Savior spoke with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. He expounded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning Him. And in so doing, did not their hearts burn within them? Does your heart burn within you? Luke 17. Verse 20, and when He was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, He answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. I can't look upon your heart. This is something between you and God alone. I see the results of God working in you on the outside, but I don't see the heart. I know this, the heart is desperately wicked. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall I say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of Christ is within you. God dwells in the hearts of His people. He takes up residence there, and He begins a good work in you, a work of faith, the gift of God. We believe God because of Him. We believe His Word, the Word of truth. Behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. right here in this book, all about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, right here before us. This book, these holy inspired words, are all about the kingdom of heaven. From cover to cover, they are about Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. As we go and continue to go through this book of Matthew, looking at different descriptions of the kingdom of heaven, let us remember to seek Him and to seek Him alone. Heaven came down and His glory filled my soul. Lord willing, next week, I would like to look again into this book of Matthew, continue looking at these words, the kingdom of heaven. And if you'd like to look ahead and see what we'll be looking at, you can look at Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they which are persecuted, persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Pastor.